For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.
I got the South Carolina delegation pin, and this is my favorite pin here.
At her home in downtown Columbia, Catherine Bruce is looking over her 2020 Democratic Convention buttons.
It says, I almost attended the Milwaukee First DNC Convention, but quarantined instead. Isn't that a great pin? So I was really happy that I got one.
Bruce is a Congressional District 6 Biden delegate. This isn't her first time attending the National Convention. She served as a volunteer in 2016 in Philadelphia and 2012 in Charlotte, so she had a sense of what to expect this year in Milwaukee.
I certainly was excited to go, but I had misgivings with regard to, you know, being in these large groups in the COVID circumstance.
On August 5th, when the DNC officially announced speakers, including the presumptive Democratic nominee, would not be going to Milwaukee, that circumstance was over 53,000 new cases of coronavirus in the U.S. for that day. That's according to the CDC.
As sad as I am not to be there physically, I do agree with the decision.
The all-virtual four-night event is being called Convention Across America. Sunday's Interfaith Welcome Service offered a glimpse of how the convention is trying to get that message across. The one-hour live-streamed event featured messages and reflections from faith leaders from across the country.
I'm Reverend Derek Harkins, and I lead Interfaith Outreach for the Democratic Convention.
We are thankful for the justice work that is being done by faith communities and leaders here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
We acknowledge all of the caretakers of this land, those who were removed or erased from their traditional homelands. Here, including
delegates tasked with creating a unified platform from our diverse needs, our varied causes, and our multitude of interests. May we be inspired.
Along with some previously recorded musical performances.
Leadership always requires a prophetic voice. I come to declare to VP Joe Biden, to Senator Kamala Harris, this is your season.
But when the convention officially starts Monday, besides the virtual aspect, it will be business as usual for delegates like Bruce.
The mornings are set up as they usually are, caucuses, council meetings. The caucuses range from Black caucus, Native American, LGBT, women, business, labor, a number of special interests. A couple of other meetings. Many of us have state delegation meetings.
But there is one noticeable change.
Normally we would vote during the convention. So this time they had the votes ahead of time, and we voted for the nominee, we voted for the platform, and we voted for a couple of rules changes.
And possibly a noticeable advantage.
Going to any convention, you're there with your clique, the people that you came with, and if you've gone a number of years, you know a certain group of people and you fellowship with them. But this year, I myself and certainly other people in these virtual groups have really had a chance to get to know and connect with these delegates from around the country who are doing amazing things in their own communities. We have much more power in that way.
At night from 9 to 11, headlining speakers include Michelle Obama, Bernie Sanders, Jill Biden, Barack Obama, and Kamala Harris, with Joe Biden giving his acceptance speech Thursday.
We got little cards to hold up during the convention, just like we would if we were on the floor.
While many across the country, including delegates like Bruce, watch and cheer from the comfort of home. In Columbia, for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.